Spirits in the Material World, Healing and Transformation Through Consciousness, Part 2. Bioenergy is Consciousness. In 1913, Dr. Eli Cartan, observing an apparently novel form of energy with a spiraling motion through the fabric of space and time, coined the term torsion to characterize it. I first encountered this word in late 2002, and initially having dismissed it, soon began seeing it regularly in relation to consciousness and DNA. Needless to say, given the nature of the field testing Lee and I were conducting, my interest was piqued. I learned that torsion energy was distinguishable from both gravity and electromagnetic energy, as well as strong and weak atomic forces. Translated, according to traditional Newtonian physics, torsion energy should not exist. But clearly it did, and a lot of people with fancy letters after their names had produced a lot of fancy names for it, including zero-point energy and subspace energy, to which terms I was able to add several less scientific ones: bioenergy, life force, chi, prana, and kundalini. Arguably, the best name for torsion energy was one of the oldest, ether or ether, from a root word meaning to burn or shine, the term the ancient Greeks used to describe this omnipresent field of background energy. Ether might be the most appropriate term for torsion energy because, etymologically, it captures the important idea that the most obvious manifestation of the hyperdimensional energy we are discussing is light. Unfortunately, although Einstein admitted that it was essential to explaining the unified field, ether long has had a bad rap in the scientific community, at least partly. This is because its existence is hard to prove using scientific instrumentation designed to measure grosser forms of energy that fit neatly into Newtonian physics. Nevertheless, Russian scientists, who in many ways are well ahead of their counterparts in the West, have measured ether and developed numerous practical applications, particularly in the healing field, for what they refer to as torsion energy. To speak plainly about Western science's denial of ether, it is hard to find something that you categorically refuse to look for. For the past century, traditional science has maintained a tenacious and myopic belief in the primacy of the material over the spiritual, simply deleting the concept of ether from its lexicon. Despite many recurring, theory-deflating proofs of the existence of this important energy, dating back at least to the 19th century, when I think about Western science's tendency to ignore reality in favor of theory, I am reminded of a poster my high school guidance counselor had on the wall in her office showing a person contorting to cover her eyes and stop up her ears, whose caption read, "Don't confuse me with the facts," comparing mainstream science to a fetish, one that constrains many would-be open-minded scientists to worship foolish hobgoblins of concept and belief. Joachim Ernst Behrendt in The World is Sound explains that since analysis is more important to the predominant sciences than synthesis, scientists tend to think narrowly and rigidly rather than widely and flexibly. Thus, most scientists still cling stubbornly to Aristotelian logic and its linear causal chains. As a result of this rigidity, scientists accept findings that are a product of their own methodology within a few years or even months after they are published, but pass over all those findings that represent a danger to their traditional methods, even half a century after these findings are made. Relative to the matter at hand, healing, Behrendt notes that the failure of the conventional methodology of science is especially apparent in the field of medicine. Today's medicine still looks at its object, man, as if he were a machine or a chemical plant, and does not seem to be able to understand that it is still oriented toward a physical worldview that, in its basic conception, is outdated. Behrendt is far from alone in his assessment. According to physics pioneer Sir James Jeans, the stream of knowledge is heading toward a non-mechanical reality. The universe begins to look more like a great thought than like a great machine. Mind no longer appears to be an accidental intruder into the realm of matter, but the creator and governor of matter. Biologist and author Bruce Lipton describes the situation this way: although quantum mechanics was acknowledged 80 years ago as the best scientific description of the mechanisms creating our universe, most scientists rigidly cling to the prevailing matter-oriented worldview simply because it seems to make better sense out of our existence. However, continues Dr. Lipton, quantum laws must hold at every level of reality. We can no longer afford to ignore that fact. We must learn that our beliefs, perceptions, and attitudes about the world create the world. Recently, Lipton points out, physicist R.C. Henry of Johns Hopkins University suggested that we get over it and accept the inarguable conclusion: the universe is immaterial, mental, and spiritual. Similarly, in the words of world-renowned physicist John Hagelin, If you scratch below the surface and get to the molecular, atomic, and subatomic levels, you find that these worlds are not material worlds. They are worlds of intelligence, and ultimately worlds of consciousness. What I wish to stress is the simple observation that traditional materialistic science, like the physically based medicine that grows out of it, represents merely a hypothetical description of reality that, at its core, is fundamentally in error. I realize this may be a hard pill to swallow for many scientists, but the fact is that mainstream science and medicine utterly fail to take into account the conscious spiritual energy that gives rise to the universe we inhabit. Thus, the logic behind our current scientific and medical models is critically flawed, being based on the false premise that matter is all that matters. If we are to evolve beyond this distorted worldview in the direction of a more holistic perception, we must turn the tables on such faulty reasoning. It would benefit all of us to realize that instead of inhabiting an essentially material universe that can be measured, weighed, dissected, and placed in a box, we live in a malleable reality that forever transcends our boxes of concept and belief because our very concepts and beliefs condition reality. Decades ago, the Heisenberg uncertainty principle established that our perceptions of an event automatically affect the event's outcome. This theoretical assertion has been verified through numerous experiments proving that human consciousness can, and does, alter physical reality. To be clear, I am far from stating that the material world does not exist. Rather, I propose that what we think of as the real world is a holographic consciousness construct that, in all ways at all times, is subject to modification by our consciousness or unconsciousness of it. The original Matrix movie artfully charts this life-changing idea through Keanu Reeves' character. Faced with a variety of initiatory challenges, Neo steadily expands his perceptions from those of a heedless victim of the Matrix to those of its purposeful master. With the Matrix symbolizing our initial experience of reality as victims, Neo's development can be interpreted as a psychological evolution that embraces our greater reality and power as spiritual beings. Moreover, it is patently obvious that Neo's ability to change reality evolves in direct proportion to his consciousness. While this way of looking at reality as a consciousness construct can make it seem as if there is no longer any firm ground to stand on, precisely this same truthful lens gives us wings to fly as soon as we accept reality's basic operating principle. Consciousness creates. Indeed, returning to the subject with which this section began, another name for ether, bioenergy, or torsion energy is simply consciousness. Enjoy the ebook of the international bestseller from which this video was adapted with your free trial at solichmansubstack.com. Explore the revolutionary healing science, Nexus, of the Regenetics Method at phoenixregenetics.org.